So let's continue here. We have what to do.
All right. So we're learning the sugya P'siya Gasa right now. P'siya Gasa is specifically leaving shul in a way of gas. There seems to be a difference between running and gasa.
Is gasa, is gaiva also called?
Yes. Gasa? Yeah, we saw that. Haughtiness, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gas, yeah. Yeah. That's the major problem. Because yesterday we learned the machlokas between the marsha and the man yamtiv, and we'll see there's others involved in this, whether can a person leave shul. And I don't know if it says b'siya gasa. Let me just check one second. Can a person leave shul in a quick manner if he's coming back to shul? Right? He's going away. He's running out of shul in order to come back.
What's that?
Marsha. Or he's running out of shul to go to a base medrash. All right, can we do that? So I just want to see one second. The lashon, I didn't... You'll have to see. So okay, some more. Marsha says, yeah, if you're running out of shul to go to a base medrash, that's fine. The whole problem, like we learned from Abaye, that the only problem is when you're leaving to leave. Yotze lemeipach. But if you're yotze, you're leaving lemeyal to come in to a base medrash or back into shul, it should be okay. The man yanta we saw on the bottom of the rush, he says, no, people are going to see him. They don't know why he's leaving, and therefore it's a problem. So we see that there's two problems in this sugya p'siya gasa. Number one, you yourself, that you shouldn't feel like you're running away from shul. And you shouldn't show others that you look like you're running away from shul.
Is that like a nekuda marsayin? Like what are we worried about with other people?
Yeah. That's what he said. That was the lashon of the rush. The man of yamtif was... Fani Chuk was... Because when you're running out of shul, if it looks like you're running away from shul because you really don't want to be there, and we're going to see a lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't know if today or tomorrow, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, when you're running out of shul in haste, or p'siya gasa, it looks like you're going mei torach limenucha. When you're running out of shul, it looks like you're leaving a place of burden, and you're going to a place of menucha, because everybody's running to menucha. Right? We're always running towards what we want.
I think we're just running.
We're just running.
I don't know where we're going.
Right, yeah. That's also a problem. But so it looks like, so it's a bizayon, lavuz, it's a bizayon to shul, it's a bizayon to avodas Hashem, when people see you running. That's what the man yantav is nervous about. Right? It can minimize a person's covet of the base kinesis if somebody else sees you running. And there's a whole world of halachas of covered base medrash, covered base kinesis, mechabed, right? That's a whole world of halachas that we barely keep anymore. But so we had this machlokas. Yes, yes. In the sheets, I mean, no, it's in the sheets. What did I put first, Sam? In the sheets. What's the first Mar Malka? The Meiri. Okay, fine. So let's see the Meiri for a second. So he just adds. He adds two words. I think it's important. I can find the Meiri here. Meiri. I'm sorry again, the sheets, but it's short words. So he says like this. The Meiri says, "Hayotze mibeis hakenes, a person who leaves shul, lo yetze derech kalus rosh bimerutza. Don't leave lightheaded in a way of running. Ube p'siya gasa. And p'siya gasa. There's two ways, right? P'siya gasa, we were saying yesterday, we're trying to define it. P'siya gasa and ritza are two different things. And it's going to be important, I think. P'siya gasa is the real problem. It's a feeling of, again, I don't know how to say it. The haughtiness, this, you're not happy to be there. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know how to say it. Ritza just means like you're pasha running. So when it comes to, it sounds like p'siya gasa is more of the person himself. It's a problem. And the running is more the other people are going to see you. That's how I would learn two different reasons. Because it looks like a person is, his desire is to throw off that yoke. Right? That's what it looks like. Again, same thing that came out with relearning, but he puts it into two different categories. There's psia, and then there's also running with kalas rosh. Okay.
Morasayin is with Jews and goyim, or just goyim?
What do you say?
Morasayin. Is it Jews and goyim, or just goyim?
Marasayin. Interesting. I don't know the sugya. There's probably a chilek in that also. What's the problem with Marasayin? Is it because if you do something that looks shady, other people are going to do it, and they're going to do it inappropriately, or it's going to be a hit to a covet, some kind of covet. It could be a chilul Hashem. So if it's about teaching others the wrong way, so it's not going to be by goyim. But if it's about a chilul Hashem and a bizayin to covet, so maybe it would be. That's a sugya in of itself, and it comes out in different places in Shas. But I would assume there's a chakira like that as well. Halachically, I'm not sure.
One day we'll get there.
No, but the chakir, it probably is both. Yeah. And that's why I think it's funny. Like, when, not that I, whatever. Just imagine. I said this once. I don't know if it was in the Ian Afshar and the Bilvavi. You know, I'm just run the team in. Beautiful boys. Everything is beautiful. Gefal. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. But you have this janitor, this goyish janitor who's hanging out back there. You know, he helps out with the kiddush and things. And imagine what he's looking at. He's seeing boys who are supposed to be praying. I mean, goyim know what the concept of praying is, right? They know what it means, they God, whatever it is. And just imagine, you see just guys all over the place. No one's really looking in their books. They're just chatting. It gives off, again, I'm not blaming them. They're holding what they're supposed to be holding. But it gives off an impression like, this doesn't mean anything to them. Now, it could be he understands that they're kids, whatever. But that's thing you're asking, Mar Sinai by Goy, you know, it could be a big bizayim, you know what I mean? Fine.
Or he could be saying that.
What?
Or he could be saying at least, like, yeah.
Again, he might be thinking that, and that's fine. I'm not, but you could imagine, there could be another tzad. He could think of it in that way. And I talk to him, and I say, listen, you know, they're kids, and he understands. But when they're disrespectful, that's already a different story. That's what my parents always told me when they went to PTA. I was never really a good student or I cared or anything. And they said, you can do whatever you want, but if they say you're disrespectful, now you're in trouble. Now you're in big trouble. That was always their line. Don't be disrespectful to the teacher. Like that, you can't do. So I still use that on my kids. That's it. Okay, what was the next Mar Malkum? What did I do next? Yerushalmi?
That. Gemara Brachos.
Oh, Yerushalmi, Gevalt. Okay. So it's so cool. I don't know. I feel like Yerushalmi is getting like a little bit of revival. If you look in the Yerushalmi, and we've done it a few times, they just change a few words here and there. Again, Yerushalayim versus Bavel, and it really changes the whole sugi. Okay, did I do this page? What daf is it on?
I don't find it.
Yeah, I
37B.
37B1. So the Gemara says, and also it's always fascinating. They'll change the letter. I'm not sure. Rav Huna in our Gemara turns into Rav Huna. Look what it says. Rav Huna, you see that? Rav Elazar will turn into Rav Lazar.
They're the same people?
I think they're the same people. I think. Yeah, I don't think so. Like that. That's like hummus. That's hummus and hummus. Yeah, that's not the same thing. A little different. I don't know. I saw once. I think I saw once. So I'll make this ha'ara. Let me see one thing. Rav Chuna. What is the base over here? I don't know how to use this Yerushalmi here. One second. Where does this base go? I have absolutely no idea how to use this thing. Oh, maybe it's the Rambam.
There's no instructions in the front.
Yeah, no, you have to see all the letters. Okay. I don't know. Is this a coincidence? Rav Chuna and Rav Huna? This happened before. Rav Lazar and Rav Lazar. I don't know.
Maybe Rav Lazar is like the nickname.
In Eretz Yisrael, his name. All right, anyway. So Rav Chuna Amar, Zeh Shuholich Lebesa Knesses, Sarach Lahakilas Raglov. A person who's going to shul, he should be lahakel sraglov. He should have lighter feet. What did our Gemara say? What was the Gemara? It says the merahet, which is Babylon, which is Aramaic, right? Running to shul. Here he says a different lashon, lahakel sraglov. Positive. Well, no, running to shul was a positive also by us. Running to shul. But look at the change in a second. Matam, what's the reason? Neda nirdefa ledasas Hashem. Same pasuk that we have, right? Rodef, be rodef after knowing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ukeshehu yotze, here we go. And when a person's leaving shul, tzorech lahalech kima. You need to walk short steps slowly. our Gemara of Huna said, or Bavel, right, you have to be stark, you cannot leave with Psiagasa. You, man, angry, you know? The Medrash already says, the famous Medrash and also, that the difference between, right, Talmud Bavel is like in darkness, it's in Gullus, you know? We need a lot more rules of what you can't do. So now Gemara it says, you can't leave Psiagasa. Here it says, no. Walk positively. It's like a mitzvah. Walk slowly. What's the reason? Matam. What's the source for this? Ki ata tsa'adi tispor. It's a pasuk in Iyov, I think. Iyov. There's a Kaddish Baruch who says, I count your steps. So what's the pasuk pshat? Leave shul slowly because every step you take, you're not running. It's like a schar halicha. Go slow. Go slow. You're just in shul. You want to walk out slowly because you really would rather be there. Every step you take, you get schar. So don't take big steps. He doesn't say, don't take big steps because then you're going to get less schar. So take little steps. Versus our Gemara saying, don't take psiagasta, don't run away because it looks like it's an old, it looks like it's a bit. The whole thing is like the opposite tone. Okay. Very interesting, right? Okay. Let's see the, I think what I have, the Rambam next?
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny because there, is it one or the other, or is there like a middle ground? They're going fast and slow. Maybe is it different presentations of the same Indian? Or is there like a middle ground where you're not going fast?
You're saying in the physical
right,
way of walking?
Right.
Don't run. Yeah, no. It would come out.
Don't go slow.
Yeah, no, of course it would. Too short. Leaving shul, you say like this. And the Bavli says, don't leave with psigasa, which means very large steps. Running. Take regular steps. Be normal. Yerushalmi says, Dafka, don't be normal. Take smaller steps. There is a difference.
And then between?
No.
It's your power of...
No, that's what the Bavli is saying. Be normal.
Oh, that's
leave sure normally. Don't run. But be normal. The Yerushalmi says, take smaller steps. Then shorter than less, right? Because one is don't do bad, be regular. One is saying be good, be better. Right? So look at the Lashon of the Rambam.
Why don't they get into like just underlying issue? Like you should, you know, enjoy being in shul. Like they're like so focused on like the way you're leaving. If a person felt menuchas nefesh, if he felt calm, if he had bitachon, he wouldn't be running.
I think this is the reason why we have Yanashi. All of Shas Kemat is like that. It teaches you the halacha. Sometimes it gives a little bit of a reason, but the depth of the reason we usually end up learning in as we continue learning. The Gemara generally is teaching you Shavu B'chol Nefesh, is teaching you, you know, halachas and rules to keep by, and anybody who wants to delve in deeper can delve in deeper. But that's how it. We always ask this question: Why don't you just say an extra having every line of the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda say, why didn't you just if you meant something else in the Mishnah, Chasurim Mechzera? Why'd you leave it the whole line? Why don't you just teach it a little more clear? The answer is because they were trying to memorize it, because they did it with song, they needed it to be parallel. So there were other reasons why they kept it at that, but that's the whole tachas of learning, is to go into the depth. So that's you know, we want to get to the Tam HaDavar, because the Tam HaDavar, the reason for the thing, also, Tam also means what? Taste. When you get to the reason of the thing, even though we never ultimately know the reason, but we're given the task to shtadlus to dig as deep as you can. When you look for the reasons, you're finding the taste also. The person who understands why he's doing what he's doing, he does it in a much better way because he feels connected to it. He understands it. It's tasty, right? That's what people do when they're learning Ian and Halacha. But we are taking it a little differently, a different type of Ian to get to, you know, the whys. Really, the whys. So it says in Perek Ches, and put markers here. What is it, Parakas?
Yeah.
Which halacha? Oh, okay. So Parakas. It's halacha base. So now we're in the Rambam. So let's read the words of the Rambam very carefully. Yeah. Umitzvah larutz lebeis haknesses. Someone pointed this out. Oh, you point this out, right? Our Gemara. I like to bring back what people mentioned. Our Gemara starts off. I'm Rav Huna. Don't take a psiagasa. Says Abaye. That's referring to leaving, don't leave fast, but go in fast. And then the rest, and then Reb Zeira spoke about even on Shabbos you should run to shul. So Ellie made a comment. We're going the wrong way over here. We should really be speaking about going to shul first and then leaving shul, right? So you see in halacha, in the Yerushalmi, first of all, that's how they said it. Yerushalmi said about going to shul lahakel first, and then it said leaving, right? Going in first and leaving second. And look at how the Rambam set it up. Umitzel rutz lebeis hakinesis. It's a mitzvah, first of all, to run to shul. In the morning, get up, run to shul. Shenemar v'neida ner defa ladasas Hashem. And it should be known, ner defa, that we should run to know Hashem. Right? I'll just point this out now. I remember, the Gemara, remember, leaves off the first neida. If you look at the Gemara, it says Shneamar near the Vilodas Hashem, right? Mm-hmm. He's looking, yeah.
Yeah.
And who? Then someone added the word Neida.
Who did?
The Bach, I think, added it.
But it's in the pasuk.
But the Gemara leaves out the first word. Then the Bach says throw it back in, because there could be a deeper machlokus.
Hmm.
Do you need das to even know to run to shul? Right. Near the Vladas is running to know. Okay? You're running to. But there could be an earlier. How do you even know to run to shul? So the Bach says you need Vineda. You need a first level of Das to even have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to be near the Vladas. However, we're going to see in the Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm pointing out early, but Rabbeinu Yonah learns near the Vladas is Hashem. He says, when you run to shul, I'll show you maybe tomorrow. When you run to shul, that running opens you up to das. When you run, the running itself, a Kaddish Baruch is going to give you das because of that.
It's like fake it till you make it, kind of.
It's an avoda that you don't know, but by you running, that actually opens you up. We'll see the lashon tomorrow. So it's interesting. Some of us would learn. We have to know what we're doing before we start running. It's like an asa of a nishma. I need a nishma, then I need an asa, and then I'll get a nishma. Others learn, no, nasa of a nishma. Ner defa, just run. And then vinishma, and then you'll be zochet to hear. So,
just do it.
Just do it, and you'll be zochet to the ensuing das.
I was walking to shul from Mincha Marv, and I was like, oh, I could run also. I didn't run, but I did like a weird, awkward run.
Just increased your step.
This is it.
This is mom's
the
Gemara. And then you said, Malcolm Kavua?
And then I said, Malcolm Kavua.
You're off for the rest of the week. You don't have to.
All I was thinking about was what I was going to have for dinner.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, fine.
It's okay. I'll do Doug. Do Doug. Right in halacha, we care about the chitonius. Right. The pimis, we'll get there.
There's that. You come and then you're out of breath. Like,
yeah, so it doesn't really. Literally doesn't have to mean mamish running. It means go with his rizas. That's the pashup shot. Yeah.
Increase your blood flowing.
That's even a shaila. I think we spoke about this a long time ago. What happens if a person, the only way to get to shul on time would mean you have to run? But then you'd get there out of breath, and you're not going to daven shul. This happens by mincha a lot, right? You're going to run to shul. You know if you're actually aware and conscious of yourself, you're going to end up huffing and puffing or sweating if it's a summer. And like so, do you not? What do? Do you just not go to shul? Daven at the same time as the minyan, right? Remember we learned that. Daven in your house, same time as the minyan. A, B, run to shul is what it is. So you won't be able to daven. You'll be with the minyan in a shul and a makom kavua. Maybe, but you'll be sweating and you'll have no kavana.
By the wall.
Or, by the wall. Sweating, like with tissues like everywhere. Or, do you go to shul, walk the pace you're walking, and you'll be late. And you'll miss maybe two little tzibur maybe. Or a lower level.
Now you can go to Chaim Shalom.
Now you go to Chaim Shalom.
Catch the next one.
Or catch half of that one. And then the beginning of the next one.
By the way, it's actually very good because there are times where I'm thinking like, I should. If I rush now, I'll get there. I'm like, I don't have to rush. I could just go slow and I could actually get to the next. It's in 15 minutes.
I'm early.
It's a half hour.
I'm very early.
No, it's an amazing thing. Every 15 minutes is a big cop. Half hour, people would rather be late than wait the half hour. 15 minutes? I can wait 15 minutes. We need this food there. We need this food there, man. Come on.
I think we should have Kabor there.
One day.
You want to go? Let's go.
No, Thursday night, I think, should be there.
Thursday night?
Singing and all that.
So I asked my brother-in-law once. So he thought, I have two brothers-in-law who are halachists. So he said, walk to shul, and if you get there late, you get there late, and that's it. Don't daven in your house.
That's what he said.
He said that's the best thing to do. You walk there. It's better to be in that place,
right?
Not sweating, having kavana, and if you get there,
catch up.
Catch up.
be normal.
Because also tefillah b'tzibur, you know, it's, it doesn't have to. The lechatchilah is you start Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. But even if you get there and there's a few people still davening Shmoneh Esrei, it's still becoming considered.
Right, as long as there's minimal overlap.
There's something, yeah. There's just something. So that, yeah, fine. So the Rambam says, I don't remember what he said.
I'm sure he'd be proud.
One of them voice notes. Yeah. Okay. So mitzvah l'rutz l'beis haknesses, the mitzvah turned to the shul, to shul. Shenemar v'neida ner d'vol das Hashem, right? U'kishi yetzim v'beis haknesses, and when you're leaving the shul, al yavsi p'sigasu. Don't take big steps. Ela yelech ma'at ma'at. Rather, you should walk slowly. Ram has, he puts in both girsas. The Babli said p'sigasu, never said walk slowly. And the Rishalmi said, walk slowly. He never said, p'siya gas. He puts it all together.
The blending of all worlds. Mm-hmm.
So what would you think, according to the Rambam, what side would he take? We have machlokas marsha manayamta for now. Can you run out of shul in order to come back to shul faster? Or you have to run out of shul to go to a base medrash? You're not stopping running out. You're running out for a good purpose. Marsha says, no problem. Right? Because it's about you. Maniamta says, no way, can't do it, because everybody else sees you. What do you think the Rambam holds? How could you hold both? It's either you can or you can't. He's not saying this. What do you think?
The second one.
The second one? What's the second one? What do you mean the second
one? That's what other people will...
Marasayim.
You think it's about Marasayim?
I don't know. Does Rambam have like certain type of shittas on things?
Like, I mean, everybody likes to say whatever they want to say with him. Yeah. So we're also going to do that. Do we really know?
I'm just saying, like, I don't even know what the Rambam, like, his type.
People are medayik in every word he says. And from those diyukim, we try to understand what he would hold. So I'll tell you what I was thinking. Could be wrong. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking. Right? We don't know what he would hold. And you have to see the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see what they bring down. The Magen Avraham, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. But if you just say, Al Yafsi Psiya Gasa, right, and you leave out El Yelich Ma'at Ma'at. So then you have them. Then you have a machlokas. Don't take big steps. But what happens if you're doing the big steps to get back? But when you say, but take small steps. So now what?
Don't worry about other people.
It sounds like so now you have a person. You get dafka getting schar when you leave shul slowly. So what are you going to do? You're
going to a place of schar anyways.
Are you allowed to run? You're running to a base medrash. It could be. Again, I'm throwing these out there. Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to leave shul slow, according to the Rambam. Eli yelich ma'at ma'at. So does it make sense that you should leave that mitzvah to run to shul? If there's a shir that you're going to miss, let's say the time of the shir. I'm not talking about that. Stop. You're going to a base medrash now. So should you leave one potential mitzvah of walking slowly to get another mitzvah? I'm throwing everything, you know, we don't know. But once you put in, you should proactively walk slowly. Now it's a little bit of a different game of here. It's not about Marasai necessarily, but it's about you shouldn't be a person who's running out of shul for anything. You should be a person who's enjoyed the Makom Kavua. You were saturated in that place. What?
You should be a person like
that. From Yom Kalm. No, that's more. That's more.
I think like the other way. Like, okay, even though you're going to mitzvah, don't, you know, see a Gaza. But also go slowly because people are like watching you. And, you know.
So I don't know if I put Marasai into the Rambam. I'm not saying that. Right. That's more than Manayantas. Here it's all on you. You should walk slowly for you because you're doing a mitzvah right now. Because the Kaddish Baruch counts every single step you take. I don't know. I'm just something I was thinking about because of the machlokas yesterday and then seeing the Rambam. So it's interesting. He brings in the Bavli and the Rishalmi together.
Okay. Don't walk fast, but walk slow.
You should dafka walk
than normal.
Yeah. No. According to the Rambam, according to the Rishalmi. Yeah.
I need 45 minutes leave shul today. Super slow speed.
Halavai.
Yeah. Okay. So next is Shulchan Aruch.
No carpool.
Okay, Simon Sade. What is it? Your base?
Could be.
Good base it is. So it says in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Simon Sadik, Sif Yud Base. Mitzvah Larutz Kesheholich Lebeis Knesses. It's a mitzvah to run to near to the shul. you should know that they bring down, you run to shul, but once you get to the doors into the base medrash itself, or the base knesset itself, you shouldn't run. You're supposed to go in with awe. We learned about this, right? You're going with it with a certain awe. But when you're running to shul, even on Shabbos, where she'asa l'sop psiyagasa, even when on Shabbos is usually aser psiyagasa, I'm sorry, what did I read over here? Mitzvah l'rutz kesholach l'beis knesses. Okay, it's a mitzvah to run to the base knesses. V'chein l'chol davar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to run to every davar mitzvah.
Base medrash though?
If you're not leaving a base knesses and you're just running to a base medrash, you should run to a base medrash. Any mitzvah, this rizus. We're going to see this, we're going to learn Mesil Sasharim maybe tomorrow. Mesil Sasharim is all over this Gemara. We'll see. So a person should run to any mitzvah. Even on Shabbos, when usually psiyagas are aser, you can run to shul. You can run to a base medrash. Even on Shabbos. When you're leaving shul, aser to run. Interesting. What about leaving a base medrash? What about leaving any mitzvah? Interesting. Leaving shul, aser to run.
It's not the same thing. Base medrash and shul.
I don't know. He didn't bring it.
Usher is pretty strong. We never said Usher before.
He never said Usher before. Whenever we turn to the tour into the Shulchan Aruch, we saw this last sugya, they turn the halachas into isurim and makam kavua. It's Usher. Our Gemara said, you should make a makam kavua. It's a nice thing. The God of Avraham will help you. And the tour said, it's Usher unless you have a real reason. And the Shulchan Aruch then quoted that. Usher, mitzvah.
I have questions. Gotta catch the train. Do you leave early and go slow, or
these are real shilohs that have to be asked. You know, there's a lot of different factors weighing in. You need someone who understands. These are serious things. You know, says the Magen Avraham. Look at the Magen Avraham. Chaf vav kishe yotze, when a person leaves. Aval im yotze. Look at the Magen Avraham says. Aval im yotze al menas lachsor. If you're leaving shul in order to come back to shul, right? You have to go out to do something quickly. What the marshal say? Mutter. Manayantif? Aser. What does Magen Avraham say? Mitzvah larutz kedeshi achser maher. It's a mitzvah to run out of the shul. It'll get you back faster. He doesn't cover the masarin.
Is lachsor like mincha later on in the day?
No, I don't think so. And he brings in the manayantif over here. Chochich bezeb neshasha roim. He brings in the manayantif that says, You can't run because of Maris Ayin. The Linira says the Magen Avraham. The Ein Kan Chashash. There's no Chashash. The Kol Shelo Yetzo at Tzibur and Beis HaKnesses. If the whole Tzibur is not outside, Mistam Adai Tulakser. I don't know what exactly it means. Stam, people aren't going to think. I mean, if everybody's still in shul and this guy's running out, Stam, they're going to think he's just running out to come back in. I don't exactly understand the Magen Avraham here, but he has some reason
if
why.
If everyone leaves early for their train, then you know.
I don't know what he means over here. I don't even want to say I know what he means. As long as the whole tzibur is not outside, Mistama daitulach, Mistama his das is to come back. I don't know what that means. If anyone wants to help me. V'od, demutav.
So why is he leaving early?
He had to. No, he wants to come. He's going to come back.
Right, so that's why it's not a problem.
Maybe he left.
Because they should judge him
properly. No one else is leaving. Why is this guy leaving? It must be. He's coming back quickly.
Or he's going to catch a train.
Okay, maybe.
That's why I don't know. Okay, maybe back then they didn't have trains. Oh, demutav sheyech shadu milavate lo atzam l'shmo kedush hakadosh. And he says it's better. Listen to this. Oh, demutav that they should be choshesh him that he's running out of shul. Meaning he has to run. So either he could choose. He has to run home to do something. But as he's leaving, they're going to do kadosh kedush. He's going to miss parts of davening. Right? He wants to come back. So it's better that he runs and people are choshesh him that he's leaving, but he doesn't miss kadosh and kedush. It's better that he gets back and gets Kaddish and Kedusha, even though people will think, because once they see him again, oh, you were just running to come back. So the Magen Avraham takes sides over here, and he brings the Shalal Kaddish, the Hayotim, Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, Yoritz. Says the Shalal Kaddish, if you're leaving Shul to go to Beis HaMedrash, you should dafka run. You should run. Like the Marsha, right, so the Ma'adiyant of Zadas Yachid on this sugya. And the Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow with the Rabbeinu Yonas and maybe the Mesil Sasharim. We'll see some extra cool stuff.